cheers his film before a live studio audience.
Oh, shoot, it's a minus. I'm not pregnant. Well, we only started trying last night. I guess we can't expect to get pregnant the first time.
Well, I thought that's what the fourth and fifth times were for.
Fifth time, you imagine that?
I'm only up to three.
I just want to be pregnant now.
Rebecca, why don't you approach this from a scientific point of view? Make a simple plot point graph and chart your basal temperature at a fixed hour each morning. After a couple of months, a pattern will emerge, thereby making your peak fertility days absolutely predictable.
What good idea. Thanks, Lilith.
Boy, you guys went through all that?
No, we just got ripped one night and tore one off.
Remember that, sugar? Huh?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
I'm having a great time on vacation. I miss everyone there, but I miss you most of all. Love, Woody. What does yours say, Sam?
Dear Sam, I'm having a great time on vacation. I miss everyone there, but I miss you most of all. Love, Woody.
I'm having a great time on vacation. I miss everyone there, but I miss you most of all. Love, Woody.
Woody?
Well, dear Mr. Clavin, I'm having a great time on vacation. Love, Woody.
Hey, Fraser, Lilith, what do you have?
A scotch, Sam, and whatever my Neanderthal husband will have.
You two fighting?
No, on the contrary, Sam, I insist that she call me that.
Fraser's been captivated by a new theory of masculinity which suggests within each man is a hidden primal beast softened by years of civilization and sensitivity. He saw it on Sally Jesse.
Yes. And they got a really cool name for this beast. It's called the inner hairy man.
Or in your case, dear, the receding hairy man.
She thinks it's all very childish.
No, I don't. Oh, tell your little friends all about your big field trip.
Primal journey, Lilith. You see, I'm just going to get into my car and go. Out on the open road. Taking a week off, I'm going to get in touch with my hidden beast.
Ah, good luck.
Thanks, Sam. You know, actually, I'm going to invite you to join me. You see, I get a little nervous when I drive at night.
Oh, yeah, it'd be nice, but Woody's on vacation, you know.
Oh, well, that's okay, Sammy. I could get my nephew Frankie to help out. He's a good kid. Real sweet, Frankie. Of course, he's never been in a bar, but he'll be okay.
Oh, I don't know about this. You know, this is my livelihood, my business. I don't want to just turn it over to somebody because they're family.
I work for minimum wage.
I'm in.
Great! Hey, this is great. So, where are we going to go? Are you in desert, mountains?
Well, actually, Sam, the location doesn't really matter. This is more of a spiritual journey, an heroic quest.
You know, if we drive to California, we could go see Disneyland.
Ooh!
Perhaps you could find your manhood on the giant teacups.
Yeah, road trip to Disneyland. Sounds fun. Going to join us then?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure you two gentlemen have something to do.
Oh, no problemo. I got a couple of weeks vacation coming up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My supervisor reminds me daily.
Well, Cliff, I don't know if my car is big enough.
Oh, let's take my wagon. What do you say, Norm, huh? The four of us tooling down old Mother Road, getting in touch with the old hairy man mobile, huh?
I don't know. I don't think I could handle sitting still for 6 hours a day.
Oh, well, yeah, it'd be more like 10.
Oh, then I'm in.
Boy, I'll never forget when I was 19. Buck, my best friend, he was a teammate of mine in the minors. He and I hitchhiked all across Route 66. Boy, best time of my life.
Mm-hmm. They still have the place where the Cadillacs are sticking up out of the ground?
Oh, yeah, Cadillac Ranch in Merrimack Caverns.
All right.
Yeah, once I lost a hop along Cassidy watch there when I was 10. Yeah, just slipped right off my wrist. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, but as a youth, I had very fine bone wrists. I can't tell you how many people mistook me for royalty.
Oh, what the hell? We'll make it a group thing. All of us will get out and try to get in touch with our tribal instincts.
Here you go.
Oh, give me strength.
Oh, come on, Little. Be happy for us. We're all dropping our inhibitions. We're going to go out and find our manhood on the open road.
Yeah, like men.
Yeah, like men, we
real
men.
Men.
Like those chicks in Thumb and Louise.
Yeah. Whoa, what happened here?
The E-track's acting up again there, Sammy.
Grab the butter knife out of the glove compartment, will you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Here we are.
Well, at least we still got the AM radio.
So, how far have we gone?
Oh, about 100 miles?
No. Well, it's minus 38.
Why minus 38?
My chip meter only sets back to 38.
Oh, let's see. What's 100 minus 38?
Well, why don't we just drive 38 more miles, and we'll know we've hit 100.
I didn't know you were good at math.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to be an accountant. What you reading there, French?
Oh, it's called Iron John. It's a bestseller about getting in touch with one's masculinity.
Mm. So you're actually going to try to read in a moving car? Does that make you sick?
No.
I always get sick when I read in the car. The car bounces around, you know, your eyes try to follow the words there. And you smell the gas fumes. Pretty soon you start sweating and gasping for breath. What's the problem?
I'm sick.
You know, I bet it's from reading in the car.
Got it.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you were thinking something.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you think I have the hots for Carla's nephew.
I didn't say that.
Because I do.
No kidding.
Oh, well, like you don't? You've only been sitting there for the last 4 days staring at him. And it's worse with you because you're married. That's slutty.
And what about you? You're ogling him, and meanwhile, you're trying to conceive a child with another man.
Yes, but he is not my husband, so that does not make me a slut.
It's perfectly natural. One can be married and still be drawn to the odd, magnificent butt.
For once, I'm with you, Doc.
I agree, but you know what I really noticed in the guy? His eyes.
Yeah, but that magnificent butt thing is right up there.
Yeah, well, this guy has both.
And talk about biceps.
Whoa, you're getting me hot. Who are we talking about here?
Your nephew, Frankie.
That is so sick.
Carla, surely as a woman you can see how your nephew might be considered desirable.
Sure. You start thinking like that and you end up with Woody's family. You're acting like a couple of construction workers.
Carla's right, Lilith. I mean, we're treating men just the way we hate to be treated by them.
Oops, I dropped my purse.
I'll get it for you. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Okay, I got one. When was the last time you guys cried? Huh? Libby?
It's probably my junior prom.
No. Libby, this is not that story where you got stood up and you had to take your mod, everyone laughed at you and pantsed you, is it?
No, I said junior prom. See, Ma was putting on a boutonniere, and a pin stuck me in the chest. I got a staph infection.
How about you, Fresh?
Well, the day we left for this trip, my son gave me a picture.
And he cried?
He cried because it was so beautiful.
Good luck finding that hairy man.
Well, at least I can get pricked by a pin and not almost die. What about you, Norm?
There was one time we thought Vera was pregnant. And then it turns out she wasn't.
So I'm sorry, Norm.
You never told me that, buddy.
Well, it turns out she was lying. She didn't tell me till after the wedding. I must have cried for a week. How about you, Sam? Oh, you guys should see him. He's sleeping like a little baby. Ah, oh, it's so cute.
Well, what seems to be the trouble, Sam?
Well, I know a little bit about engines, and seems like what we got here is a burned piece of meat.
Yeah, how was my hobo steak coming? Oh, yeah, well, I threw that on the engine back in Lukachukai.
At the risk of hearing your answer, Cliff, why would you do something so stupid?
Oh, well, you're cooking there. You see, you put your food on the engine, then you can drive and cook at the same time. Oh, hey, looks like the vegetable kebabs are about done.
A little bit too crisp, huh?
Well, let's get back in the car and go find a motel, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Cliffy, I can't turn the key here.
Well, yeah, it's got a security device on it there, Sam.
Oh.
Yeah, what I do is turn the wheel all the way to the left and then crank the key as hard as I can.
Oh, man. Look at that. I just broke the key off in the ignition.
Said as hard as I can, Sammy. That's just great. What are we going to do now?
Looks like I'm going to have to hotwire the car here.
Hey, what am I thinking about? I've had my cellular phone the whole time. We can just call for help.
No, come on. Frazier, where's your hairy man? We can save ourselves here.
Yeah, hotwiring's easy. Buck showed me how to do it on our trip across the States. God, that guy was a whiz with anything mechanical. Yeah, here you go. All you got to do is take these two wires here and connect them.
You okay there, Sammy?
Diane?
Yeah, well, you know what your friend Buck didn't reckon on there, Sammy, was a Cliff Clavin anti-theft device. Hey, see, old Mr. Car Thief gets the shock of his life. The doors automatically lock shut, and the alarm goes off.
Wait a minute. The doors lock automatically?
Yeah? Yeah, but the alarm's supposed to be going off, you know. Must be on a fritz. There he is. Should be ringing by now.
Oh, I'll just have to do it manually. You locked us out of the car! My phone! My phone is ringing.
All right.
And the doors are locked!
Well, break the damn window. Are you kidding me? You know how much those windows cost?
Hey, we don't have time to argue here, Cliff.
You're not breaking those windows. You just tried, young man. You're going to have to come to me. You're going to pay for that, I hope you know.
Hello? Hello?
If it's Vera, I'm not here.
Yes, this is Fraser Crane. Oh, thank God somebody called. The batteries are getting sort of low. Look, I don't have much time. Excuse me? Yes, I understand the Democratic Party's in trouble, and I'd love to contribute, but I'm in a little trouble myself right now. Damn,
The batteries are dead.
All right. Okay, let's take it easy, Fred. Nobody panic. We'll be all right.
Great. We're lost. Can't start the car. Way to go, Sam.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't blame me. You know, it's Cliff's fault for wanting to see America like the pioneers. I should have stayed on the main road.
Did Chaz Carroll stay on the main road?
Look, I'm not the one who fell asleep at the wheel. I wouldn't have fallen asleep at the wheel if you hadn't given me that extra shift.
Well, we were behind schedule.
Yes, I believe that was your fault for getting your fat butt lodged in that cavern.
Well, I was looking for my hop-along Cassidy watch. Do you mind?
Come on, you guys. Can we stop arguing for like 10 seconds here? Jeez, Buck and I went across the entire United States and we didn't argue once.
You know, frankly, Sam, I'm getting a little tired of hearing about St. Buck. If he was so wonderful, how come none of us has ever met him?
Because ever since he got into the Hall of Fame, he won't return my phone call, so I have to hang around with a bunch of losers in a stupid bar. Does that answer your question, Mr. Hairy Man?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean anything by that. It's just that, well, you asked the question.
You know, I hate to bring this up, but we could really be in some serious trouble here.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, listen, at least we got each other here, right? I mean, you know, here we are out in the desert, back to nature. I mean, look at this air here. It's clear, it's fresh. I mean, isn't that why we came out here in the first place?
Yeah. Look at the stars, guys. Look at that. Got to be a million of them out there. Kind of makes you feel insignificant, huh? Yeah, I don't feel anything.
Frankie.
Yeah?
I need you to move those big boxes to the other side of the pool room.
Gosh, Miss Howe, it's the fifth time today. I'm getting kind of sweaty.
Well, then take off your shirt, you goose.
I could have gone with those guys on that little road trip, you know.
I know.
I just wasn't here when they decided to go.
So you've said.
They probably tried to call me and hung up on my machine. Sometimes it doesn't record the hang-up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not much of a conversationalist, are you?
Where is everybody?
Probably New Mexico by now. You know, I could have gone with them if they just left a message.
No, I was talking about my nephew and Rebecca of Hornybrook Farm.
They're in the back. Frankie's helping her move some boxes.
I'll just bet he is. You know, I'm getting a little sick of the way she's throwing herself all over that guy. I mean, it's disgusting.
Carla, I've never seen this side of you.
Yeah, well, you know, Frankie's sweet. One day he's going to meet a nice girl and settle down. And in the meantime, it's my job to keep him away from sleazy women looking for a quick one-nighter.
You mean women like you?
Ironic, huh? Frankie,
what?
I thought I told you to stay away from Rebecca. Look, the woman is a tramp. All she wants you for is your body.
Miss Howe? She seems so nice.
Well, are you kidding? She has had every man in this bar. Every single one.
What?
That's right. Most of them 10, 20 times. Look, you're a good boy, Frankie. Now go, go. Get out of here before it's too late. Now go. Run like the wind. Go. Don't ever come back.
I won't. You know what I'm going to do on the way home?
What?
I'm going to stop at St. Michael's, and I'm going to pray for her soul.
Do that. How the hell did he ever get in my family?
Hey, Rebecca.
Yes?
Rumor has it you've slept with every guy in the bar.
What?
So, how come you haven't done the wild thing with old Paul, huh? I never get included in anything.
We're gonna die out here? They're going to find our bleached bones.
Look, let's just relax here, everybody. Everything's going to seem better in the morning.
Oh, yes, Sam. In the morning. When the desert sun comes up. By noon, it'll be 120.
Forget it, Doc. You're never going to see 120. At 110, your lungs explode.
Cliff, that is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? Well, would you like to make a friendly wager on it?
How many hours we got till sunup?
About four, I'd say.
Well, I've lived a good life. The only thing I regret is I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to Lilith and Frederick. Tell them how much I love them.
Hmm. At least you got somebody to carry on your name, you know. I don't have anybody. If I die out here, it's me dying alone.
No, you're not, Sam. You got us.
Yeah. Here we are, wasting away in the desert. I never pictured that the four of us would go out like this.
How did you picture it, Cliff?
Well, I pictured Sammy getting topped by a jealous husband. Norm, I figured you'd, you know, heart attack. Fraser here.
Cliff, I don't want to hear it.
You bet you don't.
Sun's about to come up.
Say, where's Norm?
Oh, he's asleep in the back here.
Yeah, well, he's not asleep anymore.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Well, he's got to be around here someplace.
Norm?
All right.
Norm!
Norm!
Here it
is. You know, you don't suppose some wolf dragged him off in the night, do you?
Well, maybe we ought to take a look for him.
Not me. I don't want to meet the wolf that can drag off Norm.
Norm!
Yeah, wow, thank God you're safe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where'd you get this thing?
It came complimentary with the room.
What room?
At the resort.
What resort?
Resort just over the hill where I spent the night.
I mean, you stayed in a resort while we slept here in the dirt? What? Why didn't you come and tell us? How could you do something like this?
You guys want to yell at me some more, or do you want to make the breakfast buffet? It stops in 10 minutes.
Well, naturally, the buffet.